instead of diseases.
Learn something new every day.
On 1340 WKGN.
Hey, big boy. I hear the way you read these headlines.
Tell you about the Hunger Games. Maybe we can go to a Golden Corral when we're done. How's that sound, Jenny?
Hour two, kicking off the Fan Run Studios.
Cody McClure's on a collision course with headlines. He's going over the road. There's a hill there. Oh, wait, it's a blind spot. Cody, slow down. It's a blind spot. Slow down. They don't see you backing out. Collision course now.
Quinnen Williams from Alabama says he's confident, thanks, John, in his ability as a top draft prospect.
You're welcome.
One of college football's biggest breakout stars of the 2018 season joined ESPN today morning, as he prepared for the NFL draft. And the Alabama D tackle, Quinnen Williams, said it's been a blessing coming from being a non-starter to a starter, taking in everything, having fun with it. I'm getting a chance to meet my idols like Terrell Suggs and Jamal Adams. Anyway, he went on to say a bunch of stuff, but he said he thinks he's the best guy in the draft.
Okay.
I'm the best, Williams said.
All right.
He said he's as confident as any player would be when asked if he was the best player in the draft. I think I am. The draft is next week in Nashville, right?
Next Thursday.
Are you going to that?
No.
That seems like a cool thing to go to.
Yeah, no, I'm just not going. I don't really have any interest in going to fight downtown just to hear some draft picks announced. Like, I think it's one of these things that sounds good in principle, and Davey's going over there Friday. It sounds good when you hear about it, but then when you actually like go and do it, you're like, wait a second, we're just standing around waiting for 10 to 12 minutes in between, nothing happens, and then someone comes up and announces a pick, and then we start over. Like, that's it. We're paying $10 a drink, $11 a drink on Broadway.
I always enjoyed watching the draft on TV. We used to go to, like, sports bars and watch the draft. Did you ever do that?
We had parties at my house.
Did you?
Because the same thing would happen if we'd go out to the bar. It was just a whole lot of waiting around.
You got to get there early and get your wings situated and get your beer. Don't like beer. So.
I like watching the draft.
Do you enjoy sports bars as a guy who doesn't like beer?
Yeah, I can drink liquor. I just always, you know.
Beer is just the go-to, though, at the sports bar. That big cold mug.
It does feel a little bit more expensive for me. Very rarely do they have the liquor deals.
That's the thing about liquor.
They'll give you the beer for $1.99 or 99 cent beer, you know, whatever. Pitchers for $5. They don't ever really give you pictures of whiskey and Sprite.
And there's a place.
Now, I mean, for a while, Hooters was giving you, like, pictures of margaritas for really cheap. And I think they even did, like, LIT pictures. Those were fun times.
Anytime you get a hold of an LIT pitcher, it's going to be quite a time.
Those were good times.
I know another place that used to do it. There's a place I discovered, which I'm not going to name them because that's, you know, free pub, but doing like $6 Coors Light pitchers the other day. Mm. I mean, that's significant. That's like college pricing. I mean, you get your hands on a $6 Coors Light pitcher, you're in good shape. Unless you don't like Coors Light.
Just pour it out.
Pour it on me. I would enjoy it.
Like, pour it on you?
Yeah.
You would enjoy that?
I like the way the beer soaks into the skin.
And don't think I forgot your peeps. I was just warned that you would die if you ate all those peeps, so I chose not to bring it in.
Who said that? That's not true.
It's just people were saying that I shouldn't bring
that's
you
like
that
the time
peeps.
When I told you I was going to lose 50 pounds in a month, and everybody's like, no, he'll die. He'll die. He can't try that.
Except the opposite.
What do you mean?
I mean, you wouldn't be gaining. You wouldn't be losing 50 pounds. You'd probably gain 15 or so pounds if you ate like 100 peeps.
I don't think peeps weigh that much.
Yeah. Don't want to take any chances. You gain more headlines.
LSU has named a new athletic director.
Who was it?
Scott Woodward. This guy looks just like a game show host. He's like a real nerd. Scott Woodward, director of athletics. Let's see. After serving in the same position the last 4 years. Oh, this is the guy from A&M. They got the guy from A&M.
Yep.
Well.
He is LSU guy, though, right? The announcement said he's coming back home.
Why would you leave A&M right now for LSU?
Because you're going back home, basically.
Who would want to go home to Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Somebody from Baton Rouge, Louisiana that loves it.
I guess. Well, anyway, he'll be formally welcomed back home on Tuesday at a time and location to be announced later. The community is invited to attend. We're happy to welcome a fellow Tiger back home, said F. King Alexander. Scott brings a strong track record of winning championships, graduating student athletes, blah, blah, blah. The Browns going to be featured in 4 primetime games this year.
Oh, are they? Oh, little cute Baker Mayfield going to run around and be on primetime. Good for him.
4.
Yeah, I know. I heard you.
That's more than the Titans.
Why are they? I guess Cleveland at New York Jets week 2. That'll be a good one, right? Like Sam Darnold versus Baker Mayfield.
Ugh.
No, I think that'll be a good game. I think
that's one of them.
I think the Jets are going to be better this year.
The Jets are going to be awful.
The Jets are going to be better. I want to see Le'Veon Bell.
No.
Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell. I want to watch them. Let me watch them.
Disgusting.
I want to watch Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell.
Can we put this one on the board? What's your Jets win total? Because whatever you say, I'm going under that.
6.
Put me at 5, Ben.
Okay, put it on the board.
If they win 5 or fewer, I win.
The board's supposed to be the whiteboard that you have quit bringing in. You have given up on the whiteboard. I went and bought a bunch of magic markers for you. I brought a towel from home that you would always have an eraser. I've done everything I can to make that whiteboard successful, and you don't even bring it in.
I have so many items in my hands when I come in. You know this. It is known.
I know you also get up at every commercial break.
So if the Jets win 5 or fewer games, I win the bet.
Yeah, I'll take 6. Put me down for 6.
This is going to be a long time from now.
Just keep it up with it, though.
Just making sure we got it in the books.
I've got every bet that you guys have ever made on my phone.
Yeah, I will take the Jets at 6 wins or more.
I don't delete any of them.
Really looking forward to those peeps today.
Cleveland, like I said, at New York Jets, Sam Darnold, Le'Veon Bell.
Ugh.
Draft class quarterbacks going at it. Week 3, they go the next week. They play Sunday Night Football home against the Rams. That'll be a good one.
Ugh.
Week 5, at San Francisco.
Ugh.
And week 11, Thursday Night Football against Pittsburgh.
Browns, Niners. I'd rather watch baby raccoons being slaughtered.
Got Jimmy Guap coming back.
He's not going to be good.
I mean, he might be. He was good when he was healthy.
Yeah, he was. Gronk put a dent in the Lombardi Trophy. My credibility
and up. What do you do, headbutt it?
The team's website posted video of Gronk using the trophy as a bat before an on-the-field appearance at the Red Sox home opener on April 9th. The Lombardi Trophy from Super Bowl 53 has a baseball-sized dent in it, courtesy of Gronk. He used the trophy as a bat. No one actually thought when he picked the trophy up that he was going to follow through on using it as a bat until he squared around to bunt a warm-up pitch from Julian Edelman. That left a big dent right in the side of the trophy that the team might fix in the future.
They got what? 4? They got 4.
That's a weird sentence.
They got 4 other ones. They're not worried about it.
That's literally what ESPN says here. It left a dent in the trophy that the team might fix in the future. Maybe. Who knows? Maybe they won't fix it. It's a weird thing to say.
They got 4 other ones. They're not worried about it.
Oh.
Do you see where Robert Kraft's sex tape's going to get leaked, though?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Not anymore?
That's going to be
gone.
It's just temporarily.
The DA put a hold on it.
Oh, it's okay, so it's paused.
For now.
Yeah.
But it's coming. Robert Kraft is coming. I want to see it. I'm looking forward to it as much as I am Game of Thrones this week. And I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Excuse me?
I'm looking forward to it. I love seeing things like that. Just things that you don't want to see, but you do. You know what I mean? Who doesn't want to see old Robert Kraft in a whorehouse just getting bamboozled?
I don't think that's the right use of
bamboozled. I couldn't use other words that came to mind.
I don't think that was.
I mean, think about how gross that's going to be. Of course you want to watch that.
No, I don't.
Not in a pleasureful way.
No, I don't want to watch it, period.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I do not believe that you don't want to watch that.
Will I watch it? Maybe. Do I want to?
If you see that there's a video that has surfaced and it's Robert Kraft getting a whatever he's getting, you're going to watch it.
No.
Absolutely.
Only if there's sound.
Oh, that'll make it even better.
I'm only watching if there's sound. I want to hear what he's saying.
Oh, Tom. Tom.
I just want to hear what he's saying. I don't want to watch anything. I'll listen.
Why would you not watch? What's it going to hurt you to watch?
Well, it's not going to hurt me to watch. I just don't want to.
I want to. I actually
if it's like a grainy security black and white footage, I
hope it's in HD.
If only I will wait to see other people watch it and give me the cliff notes.
What do you think the girl was like? What kind of girl do you think Robert Kraft is going for?
Yeah, weren't they all? I was going to say, weren't they all Asian?
Were they all Asian?
I thought they were, but I might be wrong on that.
I don't know.
Wasn't the story like they moved from China and then were convinced that they would have like work opportunities, and basically they moved from China and were basically forced to work at that?
Well, now, it turned out this deal was not as creepy as we originally thought, right?
I don't know.
With the sex trafficking and all that?
I don't know.
It turns out it wasn't that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I heard someone say that. That may not be true. I might just be loosely speculating.
I think you're just...
I'm speculating as loosely as Robert Kraft's belt. Okay. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be graphic. Just absolutely disgusting.
Just send us to break. Mafia tweets in saying he swears that Cody and John are married. Do we seem married? We bicker like a married couple.
I don't know what that means.
I feel like we've gotten along better. I don't feel like we argue as much as we used to. Am I wrong in that?
I don't know what he means by that, first of all.
I assumed he meant that we argue a lot. And not that we are in love and going half on our bills. I took it just as that, and not that we have consummated our love and we do things to each other once every 4 or 5 days or 2 or 3 weeks.
That would be an interesting dynamic in the relationship. I think...
If you and me were married?
Yeah, that would be...
Or if we did things to each other once every 4 or 5 days or 2 or 3 weeks.
That would be...
Both would make this thing...
It would surprise a lot of people.
A little different.
I think it would surprise a lot of people, including me.
The show would get a little different.
Yeah, it would. Maybe... I don't know. I feel like doing a radio program together, aren't we supposed to argue about things? Isn't that kind of part of the deal?
I don't think we argue as much as we once did.
It depends on the topic and the day.
I mean, if he says that we are married in the sense that I can't get you to care about certain things, yes.
I mean, we're...
Can I get you to go to the ballet? No. Can I get you to have any type of... serious conversation with me about NBA basketball? No. Can I get you to pay attention and focus and take out the trash? No, I can't. So maybe in that regard, yes, we are married.
I don't know. I need
this is a 50-50 household, damn it.
I need clarification on what this man's talking about.
Are you just waiting for him to clarify it? Or
yes.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever heard of a Bella Danger?
No. Is she in your DMs?
I wish.
Sounds like it's fake. Sounds like a catfish account. Bella Danger sounds like a catfish account. Or is that a porn star? It could be a porn star, right?
She's a porn star.
Okay, I was going to say, Bella Danger, the more I said it, she sounds like a porn star.
It's a Bella.
A Bella.
A Bella Danger.
A Bella Danger. Definitely a porn
star.
Ben
knows her. Ben says he knows her. Cam's well aware of her. I don't know. I just saw something that she's doing. I thought it was it's an interesting story.
But you saw something that she was doing that looked interesting?
Yeah. I need to get off the company Wi-Fi here. Nah, it's just an article.
We haven't talked about the biggest story going on in the sports and entertainment world.
What's that?
We haven't talked about it yet.
Game of Thrones?
No, we talked about that. And yes, Game of Thrones will take back over the conversation on Sunday night. But no. Jigsaw James, man. Jigsaw James, have you not seen what he's been doing to this competition on Jeopardy?
All right, first of all, who is Jigsaw James?
Well, his name's James Holzhauer. I call him Jigsaw James for alliteration purposes. Because he's sawing through the competition.
Yeah, I did.
Torturing them.
Well, we had him in headlines like a week ago, didn't we?
Well, he's still winning.
He's still doing his thing.
Last night, he won $131,000.
On top of what? He's already won a lot, right?
He's won basically $700,000.
Total?
Yeah, in his 10 days.
What is he doing that's so special? He's just smart?
He's beating the hell out of everybody.
I mean, why?
He's broken the record twice of highest scores. I mean, when he had 110,000, it was the highest score. And then yesterday, he turned around and had 131,000. It's ridiculous. And he's being aggressive. And he might be changing the way we watch Jeopardy. He may be changing the way people play Jeopardy. He's going true daily doubles for like $28,000.
Why not just call him Jeopardy James?
Because that doesn't imply that he is mowing through the competition or sawing them up or torturing them. Ben, that's why.
But it...
He's Jigsaw Jeopardy James.
Did you never watch Saw, Ben?
Yeah, have you never seen Saw?
I've seen Saw.
You haven't seesawed.
Me and Mo seesaw all the time.
I saw Saw. Have you seen Saw?
Then how does Jigsaw James not... How does that not sound good? Is that a bad nickname? Have I given him a bad nickname?
Well, I mean, it's just hard to tell like what he's doing.
Well, not all nicknames have to be self-explanatory. Did you know what Jack the Ripper was doing?
Killing ladies.
Yeah, the Ripper. I mean, did you
call him Jack James? James Jack.
What?
Jack the Ripper James. You call him that.
I'm sorry.
Jumping Jack James.
It always really annoys me when you say something really stupid and then you take your elbow and put one behind you and then lean into it like you've made a great point.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. Every single time you say something really dumb, if you're watching on Periscope, you then take your elbow and lean on it one hand and put one other. It looks like it's on your hip.
Let me tell you about Jigsaw James.
And you stare at me as if you had just made the point of the century.
I don't think I mean to do that.
You do it every single time.
I don't think there's a certain time that I do that.
Every time you think you have really hit one out of the park, you put one elbow on the desk and you lean into it. What do you think about that, little lady?
I don't think like I'm Superman or something.
No, like you're a cowboy standing at the bar in the Western, propped up. You got your hand on your gun on your holster.
Give me a bourbon. And a woman.
This is my town. And all you varmints gotta get.
It's a Toby Keith song. I don't think I...
They didn't sing My Town.
Is that Brooks and Dunn?
Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah, I knew I was close.
R.I.P. to...
They're all the same.
Montgomery was the one that died, right? R.I.P.
They're all the same guy.
My Town was a great song. I used to love that
one. It's My Town. Na 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 na.
I thought that was Toby Keith.
It's the same thing.
If you're
going
to go with Toby Keith, you could have gone with should have been a cowboy.
Like Toby Keith couldn't have possibly had a song as stupid as This Is My Town.
That's not a stupid song. It's a good song.
Every country song's kind of stupid.
No, that's not true. Everyone.
Now you got me thinking about this. Now every time I lean a certain way, I'm going to think you're judging me. It's not even something I mean to do.
If you watch on Periscope, you definitely know the pose I'm talking about.
Listen here, buddy. Now I just can't lean to the right anymore. I gotta just
you
sit here.
Swirl your chair the other way and lean to the left. You could try that. It does swirl both ways.
I think the reason I do it is because I'm looking at you. Normally, I'm not looking at you. Normally, I'm just talking into space,
right, and
glancing at Ben, looking at Cam.
Well, that's probably it, is that you want to look me in the eye when you say something really stupid.
To look at you, I got to turn to look at you.
That's probably a part of it, is you say something really stupid, and you just want to see how mad I am. You figured out, McClure.
I don't even think I was trying to say anything. I don't even know what I was saying.
You could call him Jack the Ripper, James.
Oh, that's just me just blabbering out things. I wasn't trying to make some profound statement there.
Do you think Ken Jennings is nervous?
Yeah. Yeah, he would be. I know who Ken Jennings is. He's the guy that sets the current record for Jeopardy, and he was great all those years ago.
He's got to be nervous, right?
Yes, but that this guy's going to surpass him.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Ken's still got his money, though, right?
Ken won $2.5 million.
Oh, well, this guy's got a ways to go to reach Ken level.
I mean, sort of. Do you know how many games it took Ken to win that $2.5 million?
Over several months?
Yeah, I mean, 74 games. I just told you my man had 700,010.
I mean, has nobody else reached the 700,000 level since Ken?
I don't know. I don't know where he ranks in terms of all-time greats. That's a good question. No. Oh, yeah. I know he's already second all-time.
You think Jeopardy staged?
No.
You think they're just doing this because of Trebek? Like trying to draw more attention to the show? I'm just wondering, I mean, if maybe they are. I don't think it would be a bad thing to do that.
I hadn't really considered that.
I mean, it's entertainment television. It's like anything else, right?
I don't view Jeopardy as entertainment television.
You think it's just purely authentic and just...
I view Jeopardy as authentic. I view it, I don't want to say as a sport, but I need the integrity of the game in Jeopardy. I don't need cheating in Jeopardy. I would be disappointed if he was cheating, and I don't think he's cheating.
So you think like Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, and
Wheel of Fortune? I don't hold Wheel of Fortune to that same standard as Jeopardy.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it? I'm talking about in terms of it being staged or pre-planned.
I think Wheel of Fortune is a hokey fun show. I think Jeopardy is supposed to be a test of the brain.
But it would be just as likely for either one of those to be pre-planned.
They'd be better off to pre-plan Wheel of Fortune than Jeopardy, in my opinion. I don't view it as serious. I barely even watch it if it's on.
I like it better.
You like Wheel of Fortune better?
Yeah.
Why, because of Vanna?
She's like 65 now, isn't she?
You're saying Vanna's not attractive?
Not at 65.
Because
is that ageist?
I mean,
I don't mean to be ageist.
Flat out lie.
She's old now.
That's fine.
She used to be a smoke show. I mean, I'll give her that. I do like Trebek better than I like Pat Sajak.
Yeah, sure. Everyone does.
But I like Wheel of Fortune better as a show. Pat Sajak seems like a real jerk. Can you imagine meeting him in public? I bet he is the biggest jerk that you could meet.
I can see that.
He just seems like he would be, you know? Hey, Pat, I saw you on Wheel of Fortune last night. Get the hell out of my face.
On Wednesday, Jigsaw James went 40 for 40 on responses in the first two rounds. 40 for 40. He buzzed in 40 times. He got the right answer 40 times.
Nobody knows that many questions, that many answers.
I was watching. This is the first time I've actually got to watch him in action. So I don't want to act like he's some appointment television because I haven't made it an effort to be there to watch. And it's weird. It kind of bothers me. I don't know if other people feel this way, but here in Knoxville, at least with Comcast, Jeopardy comes on at 7:30, whereas in some markets it comes on at 7 o'clock. So people are spoiling this because people are live tweeting Jigsaw James, and I already know he wins. So then I don't watch it when it comes on at 7:30. But last night I was just like, you know what? I'm going to watch it.
Sounds like karma. rearing its ugly head. Sounds like karma to me.
It was 71,000 to 5,400, 5,000. He got to Final Jeopardy. He's like, yeah, I'm bidding $60,000 on this.
How do those people know the answers to those questions? Like, are they
being smart, I guess?
Nobody just knows that many random answers.
They give you things that you can somewhat study. Have you never seen White Man Can't Jump? I mean, Gloria was all over the foods that start with the letter Q. She knew. She knew all of the foods that start with the letter Q.
That's a tough one. You think you can name five foods that start with Q?
If I think back to watching White Man Can't Jump to where she named them all, maybe. I say quiche.
I can't think of
is
any.
Quiche something?
Oh, yeah. Quiche. Quinoa.
Quinoa, I think, was another one she said.
Quiche, quinoa. So we got two.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I don't know if I could name any more.
Quaps.
Quaker oats.
Is a qualop something? It feels like it should be something.
Qualop?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. No, I can't. I can't name five.
Squash. Quash.
Quash.
It's like squash.
Yeah.
Right?
Although I think I would have gotten the Final Jeopardy question. I do think I would have gotten the Final Jeopardy question. I feel like it was kind of easy.
What was it?
20th century literary characters.
Okay. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare wasn't a character.
All right. Ask me again.
That was just the topic.
Okay.
That wasn't the question.
Let's see if I can get it.
And you have to answer in the form of a question.
I know how it works.
His first
Which
name.
Which is stupid, by his, the way.
That is dumb. That's really.
Who is Alexander Hamilton?
There was a time last night where my man Jigsaw James answered a question, and then Alex just looked at him, and he had to say, who is or what is this? And then he's like, yeah, now move on. Kind of pretentious of Jeopardy, if we're being honest. Seems a little nitpicky.
All right, let's try this.
His first name refers to the ancient district in which you find the Greek capital. His surname is a bird. 20th century literary characters.
What? Okay. His surname is a bird.
Yeah.
The surname is the last name.
There okay. you go. You're making progress.
And the first name is what?
Refers to the ancient district in which you'd find the Greek capital.
It's not Christopher Robin. I'm trying to think of some other bird names. All right. What's the first one again? One more time. The Greek capital is in what?
His first name refers to the ancient district in which you'd find the Greek capital. His last name is
Athens.
A bird.
I mean, Athens is the capital.
But that's not the district.
I mean, how would I know what district Athens is in? Who the hell knows that?
Ben, you don't have it either? You're supposed to be our librarian.
So the last name is a bird.
Mm-hmm. 20th century literary character. The song is about... Doot!
Gonna have to pass. Gonna have to pass, Alex.
You don't get to pass.
I'll go with Christopher Robin. That's the only bird I can think of.
Atticus Finch.
Oh, well, that's easy. If I could have gotten a clue about To Kill a Mockingbird.
Well, I mean, the clue was 20th century literary characters. I mean, that should be one of the first books you think of. One of, I mean.
I mean, a finch is not a bird I would think of, though. Mm. Guess I would have lost.
If you were to actually answer with Christopher Robin.
No, they would have roasted me.
You'd have gotten roasted.
Alex would have roasted my ass.
He doesn't roast people on Final Jeopardy. He knows it's no longer time for his jokes at Final Jeopardy.
Who is Christopher Robin, Alex? No.
Just
please,
because you look like...
get out of here.
He'd be like, no, Winnie the Pooh, it is not. Oh, brother.
Oh, bother.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Mike.
figured out who Abella Danger was. They're in the break.
And?
She seems lovely.
Anything else?
Probably going to look her up again when we're off the clock. A couple more hours. Maybe go get me some teriyaki chicken for lunch and, you know, go home, have an afternoon to myself.
You search by actress?
Normally?
Mm-hmm.
Normally, I go for the surprise. I just go to the homepage and just see what's featured today.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Just see what we got. Sometimes go to page two. Usually it doesn't.
I thought there was a category that just said surprise, and you click, and they pick the genre for you.
No. I just mean just go to the homepage and just see what's featured. Mm-hmm. You know, go to best of or whatever. Just kind of depends on what kind of day it is. You know, sometimes I'll search by the actress if I figure out a new one. Can I admit something?
The floor's yours.
This is going to sound awful. You remember the porn star who died last year? You remember her? I forgot her name. But as soon as I heard she died, I went and searched for it just to see who she was.
I hate that I remember her name. It's August Ames.
August. Yeah, you're exactly right, Ben. Ben did the same thing, so I don't feel so bad anymore. August Ames was her name.
You just ruined Cam's day by saying that she died.
Yeah, she's dead, Cam, so every time you watch that, you need to remember. Yeah, that is sad. She actually, yeah.
Okay, let's go with the Marvel movie review. Let's get back on track. Were we talking, you want to talk about the Rockets? Like, I don't feel like we need to talk about the Rockets right now.
Talk about
blasting
August
off
Ames.
Or anything like that. What movie are we looking at, Cam?
Avengers Age of Ultron.
Let me get your tweet out. Intern Cameron Black reviews.
1 week till Endgame.
Avengers. And what was it? Age of Ultron?
Yep.
Sounds really stupid.
They could have done better with the movie, but gotta
Cody,
run through
you,
it, you know?
Stay off your phone. I don't, you leave your phone down. Go get some water. Go walk around.
Okay. So basically, it starts off.
This segment of hand.
They're in Sokovia. This country called Sokovia. It's after the Captain America Winter Soldier, where SHIELD fell. So they're just basically taking out all these old Hydra bases and stuff.
I caught it.
And they're trying to find this guy named Strucker, who has acquired Loki's scepter from the Battle of New York. So they're trying to get to him. So yeah, they break into his place. They find the scepter. Find out he's been using it to experiment on these two
faster cam
Maximoff kids, and they now have superpowers. One has telekinetic and like telepathic abilities. The other one has super speed. They go by Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in the comics, but Marvel didn't own the rights to those names yet, so they had to just call them by their Petro and Wanda Maximoff.
You know, they did
names.
This in wrestling the other night. It was really weird. There's a really good tag team in NXT called the War Raiders, right? So they're the tag team champions, and they got caught up to the main roster. Then all of a sudden, they just have to go by the Viking Experience, and everyone's like, what the hell are you doing? Viking Experience? They changed their first names, too, to like Eric and Ro, I don't know, some Viking names that you think are Viking names. And everyone's like, man, the War Raiders was such a good nickname. In the background, when they're out there, they do a chant that's like, war, war. It's kind of like war, but it's like just war, war. But they're like, hey, we can't have anything related to war with our advertisers and we're mainstream.
That makes sense.
But it was really stupid because the War Raiders is a really cool name.
Yeah.
Like, they're Vikings that just, they go to war, and then they raid the village. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
The Viking Experience. I was just like, what the hell are we doing here?
But
I don't know,
yeah,
that was
so
related to what you're saying, but
kind of.
It was
similar. Yeah, it was similar.
You
name rights.
I'm expecting
a
different name, and then you go ahead and you say, hey, it's something else, and that was just.
Yeah, it was.
You would think Marvel would do better.
Too. Yeah, they just didn't own the rights.
You would think they would buy
Quicksilver
the rights.
And stuff. They have them now.
By this time, they would have the money, Cam.
Yeah, pretty much. But, okay, so. Yeah, they basically get the scepter, they get out of there, and they're like, oh, Tony and Bruce Banner are like, okay, there's some sort of artificial intelligence inside the scepter. Like, oh, we can use it to create these artificially intelligent robots that can help us protect the world, yada, yada, yada. We'll call it Ultron. So they start messing around with that. They don't really have any success at the moment, and, like, Tony leaves his artificial intelligence that he uses in his suit called Jarvis. He's like, hey, like, just keep running this.
Excuse me?
He has his own AI in his suit.
Called Jarvis?
Yeah. It's like it's like an AI butler. It's, you know, it's cool.
But was he a black butler?
No.
They had a white guy named Jarvis?
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a person because it was artificial intelligence.
Did he sound black?
It's played
black
by
voice?
Paul Bettany. He's British. He's a British guy.
Okay. Jarvis just seems like a weird name.
Yeah.
The only Jarvis I know is Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, is Jarvis a white name or is it a black name?
Know.
Or has it been assigned a race?
It doesn't have a race.
Do we know any white Jarvises?
I don't off the top of my head.
I mean, I don't really know that many black Jarvises either, I guess. That's not Jarvis Landry.
Yeah,
he's the only
that's
one.
All I got, too.
All right, sorry, Cam.
Yeah, but so they're basically, like, partying in Avengers Mansion, like, celebrating. They're like, oh, we're, like, done setting out these Hydra bases. Boom, Ultron comes online while they're upstairs partying. He, like, starts taking over, like, some of, like, Tony's, like, old suits. He uses, like, clean-up stuff. And then so he starts attacking them at the facility.
Really
he leaves. And he gets the help of the Maximoff twins because both kind of hate Tony because they think Tony killed their parents because of his weapons from back in the day. So basically, Ultron keeps, like, making better bodies for himself, and he goes to talk to this guy named Ulysses Claw about buying some vibranium. So he buys some vibranium, but, like, the Avengers intercept him, and Wanda uses her telekinetic stuff to kind of mess with their minds. It causes the Hulk to go on a rampage in South Africa, destroying a bunch of stuff. Tony is getting his Hulk-busting armor, fights the Hulk for a good, you know, they destroy, like, a whole city pretty much. So then they end up going to a safe house because, like, oh, crap, we kind of, like, screwed things up there. Like, what are we doing? Meanwhile, Ultron is trying to create a synthetic body of himself, and he starts downloading his consciousness into a synthetic. It's like a mix of vibranium, synthetic tissue, stuff like that. Crazy technology stuff. So he's making this new body, and Wanda kind of reads his mind and is like, oh, crap, you actually want to destroy the world and eliminate people? Like, oh, we're not going to help you anymore. The Avengers show up. They're like, oh, we're going to take this. So they take the body he was trying to upload himself into. He ends up capturing Black Widow. Tony and Bruce Banner are like, you know what? We're going to upload Jarvis and our own stuff into this and make our own robot that's going to fight Ultron. And everybody's like, no, that's a bad idea. You just try to make Ultron. It's a bad idea. And then Thor's like, no, this is a good idea. Boom. Like, oh, they make it. New robot. They call him Vision. He basically can, like, phase shift, like, through stuff. He's changes density, all sorts of stuff. And he has the Mind Stone from the scepter in his head. So so it's part of his kind of why he's so artificial intelligent, smart kind of stuff like that. So
a lot of white Jarvises, Cam. I apologize.
Man, British guy voices it, so I assume so. But
Jarvis is a British white name. It seems like for the most part in America, it seems to be like a black name. But I don't know.
Who knows? Over the pond.
They're crazy over there, man.
Crazy. So they make this new synthetic robot called Vision, and they're like, oh, we don't know if we can trust this guy. And then he picks up Thor's hammer Mjolnir, which is only for, like, if you're worthy. So everyone's like, oh, crap, like, none of us can do that. Like, okay, we trust you now. So they go to stop Ultron. Ultron's in Sokovia. He made this device that
quite
starts lifting the city, capital city, up in the air. And once it gets to a certain height, it's going to drop and cause a worldwide destruction, basically like extinction level event. So they're trying to stop him. He has all these other little robots that, like, are right around. And so they're having to fight them, keep them from getting to the device that, like, causes the city to drop out of the sky. So they're all fighting, yada, yada, yada. They eventually, like, able to beat all the other robots. Pietro Maximoff, which is the guy with super speed, he ends up getting killed by pushing a car in the way to save Hawkeye from...
Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose
so
real
he
name
saved
is?
Him. Clint Barton.
Clint Barton.
Yep. So they end up saving him. He dies. So Wanda's like, oh, crap, my brother just died. So she leaves her post. One of the robots is able to pull the thing. The city starts dropping out of the sky. Tony and Thor overload the system, and it just blows up the entire city so it doesn't hit Earth. And luckily, Nick Fury had showed up with a helicarrier and helped evacuate all the people off. But so the city blows up. They end up defeating Ultron, destroy all of his bodies. And then they kind of just go from there, and they now have these new Avengers where Falcon, Vision, Wanda are now a part of the team. And Hulk leaves at the end because basically Black Widow has kind of been hitting on him a whole movie. And he was like, I don't know, I can't really do this. Like, the Hulk can't really have a family. And so he's worried about protecting her, so he ends up getting in the jet and taking off. So he's gone. Thor goes back to Asgard to try and find more Infinity Stones, stuff like that. So basically that was the end of the movie. Scene, and in the extra credit scene, you see Thanos, and he picks up a gauntlet, and he says, you know what? I guess I got to do it myself.
It's a real scene.
And then boom, that was the movie.
I got to start muting words.
How would you rank this in terms of importance, Cam?
It's like a 4 or 5. It's not very important in the grand scheme of things. The most important ones are the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy.
This wasn't Avengers one. Isn't this an Avengers
movie?
Yeah,
but the first Avengers movie.
So the second Avengers
was
like, hey, let's just catch a check.
It was kind of just like introducing a few more characters, pretty much.
Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Most businesses are looking for cloud.
Got a little bit of breaking news, a little bit. No need for the horn. I don't know how big this news is, but it's definitely a headline. Vanderbilt's Jerry Stackhouse, which is still a weird thing to say. Vanderbilt's Jerry Stackhouse plans to... What?
Seems like some kind of breakfast thing. It's kind of breakfast combo.
Vanderbilt and Jerry make you think of breakfast?
No, but Stackhouse does.
Yeah.
House of pancakes, stack of pancakes.
No, I get it. I get it.
Yeah. So what's he going? What's going on with him?
He is hiring. He is hiring Nikki Gross.
Ugh.
Previous. You said that because it's gross and not a woman, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said gross.
Right. Yeah. I just didn't know if it was
interesting close. Last names with these two.
Stackhouse and Gross. Gross Stackhouse.
Basically being at an IHOP.
Jerry Stackhouse plans to hire Nikki Gross, I guess, to be his assistant coach. She was the only female coach in the G League, and now she's headed to the SEC. So Vanderbilt will have a female assistant coach. And it will not be one of the three primary assistant coaching roles. So I guess she won't be one of his three main assistants. But I guess she's going to be there doing something. I guess it takes away from it, right, whenever you see that it's not one of the three main assistant coaches, though, right? Takes away from it, not as important.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
Just go to that.
I don't.
Yeah, we got like 30
Vanderbilt
minutes.
Basketball.
I just thought it was interesting.
It is cool because she's a woman.
I saw the headline, then clicked the article as we talked about it. Maybe I should have done so in reverse order because it's like not one of the main three assistant coaches. So to me, it loses a little bit of importance. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, like if that makes it sound like I'm diminishing some type of accomplishment because I don't know how many female coaches there are, period, in the SEC, men's basketball.
It's great. We've never had a woman coaching a men's team. As far as I know, so I think that's great.
Yeah, but I don't know what she's doing because she's not one of the main assistants. I don't know if that just means she's completely behind the scenes. She'll be doing video work for him or whatever, but it's a headline from the Tennessee. I don't know. Just came across the board. Just read the damn hat thing.
All right, hat topic. I'm really glad I drew this one. This is the one I drew the other day. And then
we got like 2 minutes.
Another season of Game of Thrones or Grant Williams returning to Tennessee? Well, you know my answer.
Grant Williams.
Game of Thrones.
Grant Williams.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me season 9 Game of Thrones. I've enjoyed Game of Thrones more than I enjoyed.
If it was season
basketball.
9 of following book sourcing with George R. R. Martin writing it, maybe. But I'm ready for this show to come to a conclusion with the way it's trending.
I want it to last forever.
No, shows can't last forever. They get bad. We're finally at the ending point.
Nope.
At this point, having another season seems like it would really wander around aimlessly.
If you had another season, you could have spaced these things out better between 7, 8, and 9.
Well, no, 7's already done. You don't get to go back and change 7.
I'm just saying if you had a ninth, you could space 7, 8, and 9 better.
Well, if you had told me that, if you had told me this like 4 years ago maybe, and that they would be able to plan and actually give us 30 episodes left. But the problem is they don't know how to do this. Like, they should have had 20 episodes. I'm sure HBO would kill them to do, you know, two full seasons. But instead, the writer's like, nah, we're going to do this in 13 because we don't really know what we're doing. I mean, that's why there's only 13 episodes over the last two seasons instead of doing a full 20-episode two seasons.
Well, the episodes are significantly longer, too.
20 minutes longer.
Many of them are.
Yeah.
I mean, that adds up.
Yeah, but I mean, that's an episode supposed to tell one story type of thing.
Hey, I mean,
so just the extra time. I mean, I don't know if they'd be able to get a, you know, an actual extra episode out of it, if that makes sense, right?
Call me a bad guy if you want, but I'd rather watch Cersei blow stuff up than Grant Williams flop.
Not calling you a bad guy. Wow. Wow. You didn't have to go anti-Grant Williams to prove your point.
I'm not going anti-Grant Williams.
You just called him a flopper. That's negative. Wow.
Spot the lie. I really like Game of Thrones.
Again, you didn't have to put down Grant Williams to prove your point.
Not putting him down. He put himself down.
By flopping, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shaking my head disgusted.
I can tell.
Lee, at you.
I can tell.
We don't really need another season of Game of Thrones, man. We want to see it end, right? Don't you want to see it end?
I really don't.
Don't you want to find out the ending?
I wish I had never started it and I could start new again. I think that's how a lot of people feel. I wish I could just know nothing and go back to season one and just do the whole thing again.
Just go back and watch it.
It's such a good ride.
Just go back and watch
it. The first time you see some of those things, you know, it's a great ride.
I mean, I get it, but point is, we want to see how it ends.
We do.
Yeah.
But we've already seen how basketball ends.
Well, I like season 7 of Game of Thrones, huh? Just a little bit disappointing.
Probably going to end in disappointment.
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing. Didn't quite reach its potential.
Do we really need another season of Grant Williams?
If we don't have Grant Williams, the team's not going to be very good.
I agree. Grant Williams makes the team much better, but
once Game of Thrones ends, we'll find something. Something will be good. Now, I know it won't be Game of Thrones. Something will be good.
Not that good.
Hour 2 in the books. Hour 3 on deck. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.